Hey, come on in, baby. We have some things we need to talk about. Not your turn to speak. Sit down. Have you been well? No more gambling? Good boy. How's your health? Then why am I not getting my money? No, puppy, not a dime. Have you been working? Then where is it? You are making me very disappointed. Your money isn't an act of generosity. This isn't you paying me as you want. I took money out of my own pockets to save you from who? Tell me, puppy, from who? From the mafia. I paid off your debt. Now you need to pay me back in full. And you better do it soon. Because the cost is only gonna rise. Do you remember what I told you last time we met? What did I say? I said the mafia would start with your teeth. And I would skip straight to the tongue. Isn't that right? Something tells me by the end of this meeting I'll have it. Now, let me get a good look at you, boy. Let me hold your face. Oh. You haven't been sleeping, huh? Stress. Oh, poor baby, I wonder why. Are you scared? You look scared. Oh, careful. You're too much fun. My heart might start beating again. Oh, I just can't help myself. So, have you thought of an answer on where my money went? Baby, if you hesitate, I know you're lying. All right. Then tell me what happened. Gambling again. You gambled away my money? Just what you earned, huh? Puppy, you don't understand the basics. So be my good boy and listen, okay? Let me ask you something, honey. Where does money come from? It's a very easy question, Puppy. You work for it, yeah? You earn it. So the money I gave you, who earned that? Good boy. That money I earned. I gave the money I earned to you. So you would give the money you earned to me. You're stealing from me, baby. Do you know what happens to people who steal from me? Take a fucking guess, honey. Oh, puppy, I am almost proud of you. You're finally catching on. And I have the perfect idea for your tongue. Hold out your hand. I won't hurt you. I want you to hold this. Giving you a weapon, yeah. You wouldn't be able to hurt me with it, even if you did have the balls to try, which you don't. It takes more than a good knife. But that knife, that's the best knife. I've had it since I was a girl. Touch the blade. Small, yeah? Ah, it's been sharpened quite a few times. What do you think? Beautiful, yeah? Would you like to take a guess what I use it for? All the places your mind just went, you're right. All of them. The blade you just touched so gently. That seen parts of a human you haven't. Give it here. I've been in this line of work since I was a child, hon. It's a family business. In our relationship, you and me, the whole time you're paying off your debt, there will never be a moment that I have an ounce of pity for you. There is nothing you can say to change that. Even now, I'm only giving you this final warning because I want my money. You gambled again because you hoped you'd get lucky and win it all back. You want to get out of debt quick, get on with your life, but your life belongs to me now. Take a look at yourself. You've only disappointed me with the choice you made. So what happens now? What will you do once you leave? Get to work is right. Day shift, night shift, earn that cash, live cheap, don't gamble. I shouldn't have to tell you these things. Steal it. Truthfully, I don't usually care how my clients get their money. Stealing money isn't as difficult as you probably think. But puppy, one loose tongue can lead the law to me. Now, don't misunderstand. My business is completely legal. Most things tend to be with a good lawyer. But any trouble you get me in, you'll pay for. In cash, of course. I don't trust your intelligence to steal. I'll say that pretty bluntly, because I don't care about your feelings. Just work for it. The people who actually pay off their debt, that's what works for them. Tea? I hope you don't take cream or sugar. I don't. Right. I did have a reason for asking you to meet me. For one, I suspected you wouldn't be paying me enough by now. I didn't expect no payment at all, but I'm sure you understand the urgency of the situation now. If I warn you again after this, well, that would just be sloppy of me. I can't get that soft, so this is your final warning. That tea is expensive. Drink. Puppy, I'm not gonna poison a client. That would be a waste of parts. How is it? You get used to it. You can't afford milk or sugar right now anyway. Or tea, for that matter. So you should be grateful. You might think I'm calloused by now, but I do like to check in with my clients. I do care. Well, maybe I should rephrase. I care about my clients the same way I care about my possessions. I'm a very territorial woman. Sometimes my clients have problems with their past debt collectors. You know, coming back to take what I already paid them. I don't like that. Speaking of, I have a funny story for you. I'm not sure why the mafia can be quiet, but recently they let go of all their debt. It was all paid off. I'm not sure. But it wouldn't matter anyway. With how things were going for you, with how much you owed, I don't think you would have lasted another few days. So, you made the right choice anyway. That's what I'll tell you. Puppy, look at me. Do you know how much a person is worth? Take a guess. It's not as much as you'd expect. Bodies don't go for that much these days, not anymore. Not with how hard it is to actually sell. I'm perfectly fine taking what I can get, but keeping a person alive, that's where the money is at. Now, if a person isn't making money, there's no real point. Better to sell the parts, at least to get something. But if I'm honest, it does hurt my heart a little bit to think about wasting a life. So many years ahead, to make money, so much potential to make money. But if there's one thing I like more than getting money, it's spending it well. You see the billionaires on TV. This world has more money flowing underground than above. What you see there, in the public eye, that's just a small fraction. They own nothing compared to the really wealthy ones. You never hear of them. Tell me about yourself. I've talked enough. Whatever information you're willing to give. I'm infinitely curious, though. When I looked into your family, I didn't see a wife. So, are you dating anyone? Oh, what a shame. Well, a shame for me. People tend to be more careful about doing what I say when they have someone they love. You're single, then? Tell me about your future. What goals do you have? Any wishes? My wish? Oh, you are a gentleman. To make more money. To have some wine later tonight. Which I will. It's not as simple as you think. Money is my security. I like feeling secure. And I like feeling powerful. Don't you? Strange. You know, after all the warnings and lectures I've given you, you still have trouble looking me in the eyes. So impolite, but I adore it. I love that you're afraid of me. Now, as for payment of the meeting. Oh, I was being honest. The meeting was free, but you still haven't paid me for the last one. We still have plenty of time. I do recall at the beginning of this meeting I said I would have your tongue. And the fact that you can't even pay is such a basic thing because you gambled away money again. Well, there has to be some sort of punishment. Seems like I've come up with an idea. I think I'll have your tongue right now. Shh, don't worry. I told you before, I've decided to give you a special treatment. I have an offer for you. Your tongue for 2,000, the cost of the original meeting. Oh. I assure you it would sell for much less. But I only want to borrow your tongue. I have a special job for it. Now, I'm going to relax at my desk. If you were to crawl under and put that tongue to work, I think it would be money well spent. What do you think? You're smart to ask for clarification. But do you really need it this time? I want you to come under my desk and suck my cunt. Can you do that for me? I wouldn't have a problem waiving your original meeting fee. Come on, puppy. I've had this in mind for a while. That's it. Get on your knees and crawl. My belt isn't gonna remove itself. Come on. Good boy. Take off my pants. You like these? I never wear anything but black lace under them. Take them off too. And don't try anything. My thighs could crush you. I'll make it easy for you, one leg on my desk. You can see everything clearly, can't you? And my pussy's worth more than your life. So be careful and be grateful I'm even letting you near it. Tongue out, baby. That's it. Oh, pretty tongue. I'm glad I let you keep it. Don't rush it, understand? I want you to enjoy it. Ah, oh, lick my labia first. Oh, how's that? Tell me. Warm, yeah? No, baby, you don't deserve the clit yet. I want you to savor the opportunity. You have manners, what do you say? Good boy. I think I finally found something you're useful for. Oh yeah. Oh, good boy. Right here, puppy. Oh, good boy. Slow down, puppy. This isn't a race. I doubt you'll be able to make me come anyway. And here I was starting to think that maybe your pinky finger would make a good paperweight. Oh, I could have been using you like this from the start. Are you getting hard? Is that what I see? Oh, don't look down. Keep your eyes on me. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling generous. What if I just rub my heel? Oh, that feel good? Don't lose focus. Your goal is to pleasure me. This is not for mutual enjoyment. So kinky. You have a high heel fetish? Or maybe you're just happy to have anything on your cock. Oh, that's enough being gentle. Eat it, puppy. Enjoy me properly. Good boy. Oh, don't get lazy. Push that tongue in. It's there for a reason. Good boy. Oh, bury your face between my thighs. Oh, you don't need to breathe. Oh, that feel good on your dick when I rub it like that. Oh, don't stop eating, baby. If you do, I'm gonna have to stop rubbing you. Oh, you don't want that. Oh, it feels so good, yeah? Oh, it feels so good for me too. Oh, I love your tongue. Your tongue's so good. Maybe I misjudged you. You're more talented than I thought. Maybe you will be able to make me come. Come on. Suck on my clit. Make me feel good, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Look at me, puppy. Don't take your eyes off me. Don't stop either. No, baby. Keep going. You're so hard. You're getting me curious. This was a great idea. Like that. Like that, baby. That's enough. Don't wipe your face. You don't deserve it. You could have done better. I'm surprised I even came. Oh, you're so hard. I want you to walk home like that, with your wet face and your hard dick. That would make me very happy. Oh, and come back tomorrow, same time. I think I just found a great way for you to repay a little of your debt.